east of Omaha.
7th of November, 2019. It's an important day to me. The 7th of November. It's the day I lost my mother, so I thought, you know, everybody has those dates on the calendar. You look at it and you go, oh, how long has it been? For me, it's been 6 years. And you look back and you think about somebody who was so seminal in your life and made so many important impacts on your life, and you say, gee, I can't believe it's been that long. And time passes. You never realize, I suppose, how fast time passes until you have an event like that. And it's like planting a stake in the ground, and it stays there while the rest of the world moves on, right? And that's one of those days for me. It's one of those days for me here, because that's what November 7th is for me. It's also my my uncle's birthday, so there is that. So you get, you know, mixed feeling. I'm not emotional about it. It's just one of those days where you mark the passing of time, because at some point we all become orphans, right? Some sooner, some later. We all become orphans at some time. We have to run on our own. All right, shifting back to the politics of it all. This is a bit of a surprise that I don't think is all too welcome at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But Jeff Sessions is expected today to throw his hat into the race to reclaim his United States Senate seat, the seat that he left. The seat that he left when he went to become Donald Trump's first attorney general. And, of course, that quickly fell apart because Jeff Sessions recused himself in the Russian investigation and, of course, a lot of bad feelings between the president and Jeff Sessions. But we're told that today he's going to re-enter the race to pick up that seat currently held by Doug Jones, a Democrat that was won by when Roy Moore ran, and it was all the nonsense and so forth. Anyhow, speaking of all of that Russia investigation and now the whistleblower nonsense, and it's, how do you call a whistleblower when they're really nothing more than it's nothing more than gossip. It's nothing more than gossip or leaking, the whistle leaker. Anyhow, Mark Zaid is one of the attorneys representing the whistleblower. It's interesting that back in July 2017, he tweeted, "I predict CNN will play a key role in real Donald Trump not finishing out his full term as president." That was July 2017. In January of 2017, Zaid tweeted out, "The coup has started." That's right. In January 2017, Zaid, the guy representing the whistle leaker, the guy who, as I told you days ago, and now people are putting this all together and finding the conclusion that this whistleblower was involved with creating the Russian dossier nonsense to begin with. He was. I told you that days ago. I connected those dots. Now others are doing the same. You would have heard it days ago here on this program. Congratulations, you're ahead of the curve, because the whistleblower was involved with part of the dirt coming out of Ukraine and being involved with the creation of the Steele dossier, as was his attorney, Mark Zaid, who in January of 2017, at the time that Trump was just taking office, said, "The coup begins. And the coup has started, and they will get him out of office." It's always been the Democrat plan. It's always been the Democrat plan to destroy Donald Trump, and that's what they're following through on. Here's a little bit of fun audio for you. I'm going to play something for you here. Rand Paul, who as of late has become a loud defender of the president in this charade of impeachment. A big critic of the president originally, but now a guy who really has taken the president's back. A remarkable and classic takedown on a CNN reporter who thinks she knows everything that's going on and she's smarter than he is, but in fact gets taken to school by the Kentucky senator. It's bite number three with Rand Paul. Bite three. Go.
The whistleblower laws, though, they protect a whistleblower. You know it's illegal to out a whistleblower.
Actually, you see, you got that wrong, too.
No,
I mean,
we don't.
We should work on the facts. Here's the thing is, the whistleblower statute protects the whistleblower from having his name revealed by the inspector general. Even the New York Times admits that no one else is under any legal obligation. The other point, and you need to be very careful if you really are interested in the news, is that the whistleblower actually is a material witness completely separate from being the whistleblower, because he worked for Joe Biden. He worked for Joe Biden at the same time Hunter Biden was receiving $50,000 a month. So the investigation into the corruption of Hunter Biden involves this whistleblower because he was there at the time. Did he bring up the conflict of interest? Was there discussion of this? What was his involvement with the relationship between Joe Biden and the prosecutor? There's a lot of questions that the whistleblower needs to answer.
A lot of questions that need to be answered. It's just a classic takedown. Well, that's not true. Well, you're wrong. Do your homework, Little Miss Reporter. You know, don't come in here because, you know, somebody told you something and you didn't bother to read on your own. And which, by the way, brings me back to all of this nonsense about, well, Kentucky, it's a big disaster. Matt Bevin was one of the most unpopular governors in America when he ran for re-election here this week. The election still has not been called officially. It looks like he may have lost by about 4,000 votes out of, what, 1.8 million cast. But let me give you just a quick history lesson so you understand Kentucky politics. There has never, let me repeat that, there has never been a two-term Republican governor in the history of the state of Kentucky. Matt Bevin was only the third Republican to even hold the office since 1940. Since the beginning of World War II, Matt Bevin is only the third Republican to occupy the governor's mansion in Kentucky. So this idea that somehow Donald Trump has failed, nonsense. Look at all the pickups statewide. Republicans dominated Kentucky politics. Republicans also outdid the Democrats in Pennsylvania, where they picked up far more boards and so forth in local municipalities. Far outdistancing the Democrats, but you don't see that on the Drudge headlines, because Drudge is lying to you. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.